You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, I need to apologize for a cold that I have. Our water heater blew, and I've had to take cold showers for the last few days. And you all know how I refrain from getting sick, coming home from work and, you know, dealing with all the bugs I get exposed to are my hot showers. I take about 2-3 hot showers a day. So not having hot showers for the last few days is probably all psychosomatic. Now my nose is running and my throat kind of scratchy. Don't you hate that? I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to get anybody else sick. You know, in case it's psychosomatic. But I got my hanky. I got my tea. They say I should get some honey. You know how we used to always give honey to our kids? We'd try to make them drink hot tea, but they didn't like the hot tea. They only wanted the honey. And then they would lick the honey and the honey would work. Well, researchers, again, reiterate how honey can help kids with a cough before they go to bed. All right? Honey, I know schnapps used to also. I know. My mom would give us schnapps. She gave us the good stuff. I'm not allowed to say that. Okay, I got to only talk about the honey. I know. Yeah, no Percocets. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about honey. Kids and honey. Okay? Coughs, you know, are probably one of the number one complaints for kids going to the doctor. Dr. Ian Paul, pediatrician from Pennsylvania State University in Hershey, said, if he works in Hershey, he should probably give Hershey candy bars. I think chocolate helps with coughs because of theobromine. Anyway, he said therapies for cough and cold symptoms have problems that they're not very effective or not effective at all. Isn't it Manuka honey? Right out of... why can't I think of it? Is it New Zealand? Manuka honey. All my patients have been talking to me about Manuka honey and its antimicrobial properties and all that. I've still yet to try that. I need to. I'm so excited about that. All right. Also, many parents are very frustrated with all the over-the-counter restrictions and certain cough and cold products that aren't available. And I love the idea of just doing something natural. We have so much in our cupboards. We have so much in our refrigerators, you know, in our house, that we could use as natural remedies. So I'm hugely excited about this, using a little bit of honey. Unfortunately, there's no honey in my house currently, and cough isn't the thing. I'm losing my voice, and I'm sneezing, and I'm feeling achy, and I got a headache. I hate it. It's all right. All right. Now, researchers from Israel, Tov Meod, randomly assigned 300 kids age 1 to 5 to one of 4 different nighttime cough time treatments. Half an hour before bedtime, parents gave their children 10 grams of one of 3 types of honey, including eucalyptus and citrus-based honey, or syrup made from dates that was sweet but honey-free. Then, of course, they called the moms and dads and asked, you know, whatever. And I guess parents had said that the kids that, you know, got the coffee, they slept better, they had less cough frequency, and they did fairly well. All right, so that's the proof. The proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the honey. Also remember, honey also has vitamin C and flavonoids, etc. Darker honey has more. So it's pretty good. And I think just because it's thick and it's viscous and it coats and it's sweet. So try it, you know. Now, of course, if your kids are having a full-blown pneumonia, I wouldn't mess with it. All right. Cough syrups used to have alcohol. We did away with them. Now a lot of cough syrups have codeine in it. Prescriptive codeine to help stop the cough, decrease the cough reflex, but we don't like to give codeine to kids if we don't want to. Especially your asthmatic kid. Imagine they could be an addict later with that. So, pretty cool stuff. Try the honey and let me know how it goes. There was a folk remedy that one of my listeners told me probably the first month I was on air, asking me about putting Vicks vapor rub on her kids' feet before they go to bed. And I can't tell you how many of my parents say that works. They take off the socks of the kids' little feet, right? Little tippy toes. So cute. You have to do kissy toe. You have to do kissy toe. Even though my kids' toes, you know, my kids, I have boys. Their feet sweat. They were smelly. I still had to do kissy toe. Absolutely. Then, you know, you do this little piggy. Anyway, so before they go to bed, after you do all that, they just one of my listeners brought this up, and then I start to ask parents about it, and I had some of my parents try it. Not a full-blown meta-analysis study, but it was just something we did. And parents swore that if you put Vicks on your kids' feet, bottom of the feet, then throw their socks on, tell them to shut the heck up and go to bed and shut off the video games, the next day, or they would actually cut their coughs. Their coughs would go down at that time at night. Well, I have no idea why. You know, remember we used to put Vicks Vapor Rub on our chest, right? Our mommies would rub our chest and we'd be like, oh, I could smell it. It's working. Is it working? Is it working? You know, but then again, remember my mom gave me schnapps right before, so I was a happy kid. Very happy kid. Also, we had Manischewitz wine. Have you guys ever had the Manischewitz wine that we use for Jewish services, etc.? It's a very sweet wine. Very high alcohol content, but it's very tasty. And kids are allowed to have a little bit of it. Usually we give our kids grape juice, but, you know, years ago we would give kids Manischewitz wine. That would also help with cough, but I can't tell you guys to do it. I'm supposed to tell you, you know. Yeah, but anyway, Vicks Vapor Rub on the feet. I have no idea why that works, but patients have swore to me and my listeners have sworn to me that works. Any other cough remedies you guys have, we'll be talking about them later this week. So, definitely call in, pipe in, even if we're not live. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. By the way, for those of you that do have a Facebook account, find our Facebook page. All right? Connect to us on Facebook. It still keeps your privacy, but at least you could connect and I could give you up-to-date medical updates and regular news updates. Please also follow us on Twitter. And for those of you that have an Android phone, we have a free Dr. Dahlia Android app. Download it. You could download it from my website. You could download it from your App Store. And we are planning our next Alaskan cruise for the summer of 2013. We are really excited about this. Because probably it's so hot and all of us are having a fairly miserable summer. I think I could say that with all honesty. And so just thinking about going up the Alaskan coast, seeing the ice, looking at the pretty water, going fishing, doesn't that sound good? So go to my website or email us so we can put you on a list for information so the travel agent can forward that to you. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a very busy show. Looks like these chronic butter flavorings, these butter flavorings that we chronically, I guess, use on our food could be linked to Alzheimer's. We're going to be talking about that later today. We're also going to be talking about how certain blood pressure medicines could be putting you at risk for lip cancer. Yeah, not very fun. We're also going to talk about how chemotherapy may not be doing as well as it can because it's actually causing a self-destruct type of mechanism. We will discuss that. Looks like the CDC is going to come out with some more anti-tobacco ads. Oh, they think it works, and they can't wait. And then very interesting, a 3D printer is helping a little girl who had immobility, and we'll talk about that, how we're now using 3D print. I can't, you know what, I think I want to go to that story next. Hold on a second, because there's no sense summarizing it and trying to do a tease on it when it's kind of cool. Okay, here we go. Let's bring it up. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, my printer. Yeah, I think I almost started a little fire in here. I just have a laptop, and my papers next to the laptop are, like, smoking hot. I don't know why. I mean, unless, is it my content? Is my show that good? Is my show that good that papers around you are just kind of lighting on fire? Right? Maybe it is. Okay. 3D printer helps 4-year-old girl who can't use her arms to play with toys. CBS News is reporting this. This is crazy stuff. Apparently, when Emma Lavelle, who's 4 years old now, was born, her legs were up by her ears. Her shoulders were internally rotated, fingers deviated. She had rocker bottom feet. Doctors had diagnosed her with arthrogryposis multiplex congenital. And it's kind of a genetic condition that kind of causes the muscles to be abnormally developed, joints to be stiffed, etc. Doctors had to cast her, then recast her. She slowly began to develop, but had difficulty regaining ability with her arms. So, at a medical conference, Emma's mom enrolled her daughter in treatment with a company that she had seen made a robotic exoskeleton, WREX. So this is why you need to be very proactive as a parent and as a patient. Dr. Tariq Rahman is the director for orthopedic research or whatever, and orthopedic research and development or whatever. I'm sorry. You know, to us doctors, this stuff gets so old. When you see everybody else's credentials, okay? Yes, I should probably list in full all their credentials. But as you can see, how we think. All right, it's orthopedic research and whatever. What a slip. All right. Oh, I hope none of my friends are listening. Yeah, I mean, some of these have FACS, MD, CIME, PhD. Yeah, you look at their cards. And I guess you just say whatever. Oh, well, I guess that's how you know how doctors think. Gets kind of boring after a while to see everybody have all these extra credentials that you may not have. And I think are too fatigued to go and get. Anyway, WREX is a body-powered exoskeleton, meaning skeleton on the outside as opposed to our endoskeletons that we have. Endo is in, exo is out. That attaches to a person's either wheelchair or body jacket or whatever sold by Jayco Orthopedics. Using the WREX attached to a stand, Emma was able to slip her arms through elastic bands, right, and then lift her hands up to her mouth, able to grab toys, able to food and candy. However, the metal parts were too big for this little girl. So using a Dimension 3D printer, the researchers at the hospital created a custom-designed lightweight robotic exoskeleton that enabled her to still be able to use her arms. The plastic the printer uses is very similar to Legos. So Emma calls them her magic arms. You see her able to move. As a mom, you look at this and you just want to cry. You think this is just absolutely cool. I mean, this is why, America has the most, I'm just blown away by what we could do in this wonderful country of ours when it comes to medicine. Of course, this stuff is kind of expensive. 3D printers. Imagine the toner for that sucker. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so the CDC and the feds are complimenting themselves, patting themselves on the back, saying their graphic campaign of showing people with trachs and, neck surgery for their throat cancer and lung cancer has caused smokers to smoke less. Therefore, they're going to plan another round next year to urge more Americans to kick the habit. These ads ran for 12 weeks in the spring and early summer, aimed to get 500,000 people to try and quit and 50,000 to kick the habit. They're very excited at the CDC. Thomas Frieden spearheaded the campaign. The ad showed real Americans talking about how smoking caused their paralysis, lung removal, amputations. He said it's the first time the U.S. government has paid for anti-smoking ads. Even as a physician, these things are hard to look at. So they're all excited. I think they wanted to actually force convenience stores to post these pictures, etc. I had a little problem with having a company advertise, have negative types of advertising, you know, under their roof. I think the government was allowed to do that. The CDC has no idea how many people actually tried to quit. But they say the ads generated over 192,000 calls, more than the usual volume that they get on their toll-free quit line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW. I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, am I wrong? Do these ads help you quit? You know, seeing the woman having to put her wig on and cover up, you know, her trach opening, did that move you to quit? Now, Saturday, an article came forward saying people have been smoking less, but they haven't quit smoking. They've moved to cigars and other forms of tobacco products because it's cheaper. So are people really quitting cigarettes, or are they going to cigars or something else so they could still smoke? And if that's the case, you know, we really need to identify, and I think we need to very intelligently target this appropriately. I mean, the visual and the visual pictures of people and what they're going through, yes, those could be very dramatic. They may convince some, but I don't know if that's the right way to go to assist a person in kicking the nicotine habit. Showing them a picture of someone who's almost dead, showing them a picture of someone who's emaciated, showing them a picture of somebody who has to cover up the consequences of her smoking with a wig and a scarf, you know, does that adequately address nicotine addiction, and does that help these people out? You know, the government is spending thousands upon thousands of dollars, $54 million on videos. Should they maybe be putting that money towards treatments for nicotine addiction? You know, I mean, you know, trust me, all my smokers, okay, 100% of them are educated on what smoking does. All right, now maybe they're educated by me, maybe not, but I do not, I have never had one patient who did not know that smoking causes cancer, okay? And multiple other medical maladies. Okay, so I think the education's there. When they come to me, they don't ask to see posters or to scare them or to go boo to get them to stop smoking. They come to me for, is there anything new that I could try? And if the CDC is going to drop another $54 million, I mean, I'd really like to know if they're getting bang for their buck. Are these visuals, are these TV ads really helping people overcome their nicotine addiction? And if it isn't, then somebody in the CDC needs to figure out why people are smoking. It's not because they think everybody looks like Barbie and they're shocked to see that somebody doesn't because they lose their hair when they undergo chemotherapy, etc. See what I mean? If you're going to be spending millions of dollars, maybe we need to research new anti-nicotine type of medications. I mean, Chantix is kind of the best thing out there in terms of pharmaceuticals that we got, but it's still not perfect. Could be some, you know, depression linked to it, vivid dreams, reports of suicidal ideation, and what that does is it tries to be a nicotine decoy. So it's one of the closest things we've gotten to help nicotine addiction, but still no. Now, some people would argue, well, Dr. Dahlia, most people are smoke-free who quit smoking, not because of the nicotine patch or the nicotine gum or Smokers Anonymous, whatever, Nicotine Anonymous. It's because they just woke up one day and quit. I agree with you. All right, I agree with that. Most of my smokers who've quit did it on their own. But I don't think a commercial did that to them. I mean, you know, we don't have a lot of money right now. If you're going to spend $54 million, you know, really address the nicotine addiction problem we have. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC DELLY.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who's working the dials today. Big thanks to Sirius XM Radio, who has been broadcasting the show. And a big thanks to you all for listening and all my affiliates that's getting it out there from coast to coast. All right, so chronic butter flavoring exposure now has, I guess, an Alzheimer's link. All right. There's an ingredient called diacetyl, all right, that is in artificial butter flavoring. And they think it may actually worsen the harmful effects of a protein in the brain linked to Alzheimer's disease. All right. They say the finding should serve as a red flag for factory workers with significant exposure to the food flavoring ingredient. Researchers from University of Minnesota get credit for this. They published their report in Chemical Research in Toxicology. Now, diacetyl gives food a buttery taste and aroma. It's used in margarine, snack foods, candy, baked goods, even pet foods to attract pets to it. The investigators pointed out that previous studies have linked diacetyl to respiratory and other health problems. Remember with the whole microwave popcorn we talked about a couple years back? And they say diacetyl forms naturally in fermented drinks like beer and wine. Its chemical structure is very similar to a substance that makes beta amyloid proteins clump together in the brain. This clumping of the beta amyloid proteins is what we see in Alzheimer's. So, again, the butter flavoring diacetyl isn't like the protein. It's like the substance that causes the amyloid proteins to clump together. Also, researchers in the study found that the diacetyl also increases the amount of beta amyloid clumping in the brain, and it worsened the beta amyloid's protein effects on nerve cells grown in a lab. So it just made things worse. And the reason why is it could cross the blood-brain barrier. There's this barrier which is supposed to protect the brain from dangerous substances, but diacetyl can't go through. All right. So, in light of this, I don't know what we do. I mean, this stuff is in so many foods. So, I don't think they're ready to ban it yet, but it was a kind of a pretty significant study, and we'll keep you posted as we know more. All right. Also, very interesting study today published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, where certain high blood pressure medications that you could be taking are linked to lip cancer. Cancer of your lips. We're talking about hydrochlorothiazide, nifedipine. Hydrochlorothiazide is the water pill that is attached to many of your blood pressure medications. Some of you just take a water pill just to take a water pill to relieve water, which, by the way, don't do that on your own. Make sure you're having a doctor supervised, because you could lose your potassium pretty significantly with that. But blood pressure medicines that have hydrochlorothiazide, nifedipine, atenolol, lisinopril could be putting you at significant risk for lip cancer. This was a study done out of Kaiser Permanente and Stanford. And I think how I looked at this is, as soon as I heard, it made sense to me. And I was like, only lip cancer? Because a lot of these medications, they react to sunlight. Now, remember earlier in the year? I don't know if it was earlier in the year or earlier last year. Isn't it interesting? I kind of look at a year, September to September. Is it because of the school year? Yeah. Well, earlier last fall, we went through, and I'm going to revisit this again. I think this is an extremely important subject, so I'm going to revisit again probably later this month on which medications will react adversely with alcohol, which medications will react with other medications, which medications react with certain foods like grapefruit, and which medications react poorly with sunlight. Well, these medications can make you hypersensitive to sun. And if that's the case, then what happens is you could get rashes, you could have, changes in the UV protection that your skin naturally has, maybe free radical changes. And the other thing, too, is lips aren't as protected as other things. You know, women, you know, may wear lipstick that has some SPF factor with it, some sort of sunblock, but it's not a lot, maybe 10 15, not a lot. Sometimes our makeup has a little bit of it, but we don't reapply our makeup all the time throughout the day. Makeup's getting expensive. We apply it once. We try to apply the all-day makeup, and then we live with it. Then we go home to our husbands, and we don't need to apply makeup for our husbands. That's what husbands are for us not to have to put makeup on for. All right? Same thing with lipstick. So my recommendation for men and women is to get the chapstick that has, or the lip balm that has the SPF with it. Okay, extremely important. Some of my patients say, Dahlia, I just put sunscreen on my lips. I don't think I want you ingesting it. I'd rather you only put on your lips what's safe for your mouth. And it's cheap. You could get, you know, for a buck, like three in a pack, these chapsticks with SPF factors. Of course, protect your face, large hats, etc. If you're on these medications and they're controlling your blood pressure, and these are great medications. Nifedipine's a calcium channel blocker. We talked about how that relaxes the blood vessels. Lisinopril, probably one of the most common blood pressure medications I prescribe. It's phenomenal. It protects my diabetics from needing dialysis. It stops those spikes in blood pressure. We've talked about why I choose which blood pressure medicine, and how if your blood pressure medicine isn't cutting it, why that may be. We talk about that on the show a lot. And then, of course, the water pill seems to help augment the antihypertensive effects of many of your medications. So as you could see, you know, these are very common, very productive medications. But if they will react with the sun, you need to protect yourself. So I wouldn't limit this only to lip cancer. I am waiting for other studies that say, oh, there's more to it. There's more to it. So we'll see. And if that comes out, we'll definitely keep you posted. I mean, right now, just kind of, you know, talk. What I would do is with any medication you get, because even antibiotics, there's antibiotics we talked about that react to the sun. So like I said, we'll go through, it's a huge list. We'll go back through those. But what you could do in the meantime, of course, is any medications you're on, ask the doctor. If the doctor doesn't spend time with you, I love our friendly pharmacists. I got to tell you, these pharmacists are heroes, just like our nurses. Talk to the pharmacist and go, look, do I need to avoid sun? And many times on these prescriptions, there'll be a sticker saying avoid the sun while taking these medications. I know, then we have vitamin D deficiency and then the bones and the rickets. All right, another surprising study came out today. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Sorry, there's so much information, and I know I'd like to draw out each point into a whole segment, but I want to give you guys as much information as possible. It looks like it's going to be a very busy week in medical news. But today, study came out saying chemotherapy may actually spur cancer growth in and of itself. Now, chemotherapy is supposed to fight cancer. But we're finding resistance, and chemotherapy may be causing the resistance itself by prompting tumors to emit a substance that helps maintain their malignancy and boost resistance to drug therapy. You know how we used to see those movies where once you messed with somebody else's spaceship, the spaceship started to go into defense mode, and now it's even less vulnerable? That's exactly what I tried. I don't know if it was Spaceballs. What movie am I thinking? Where once you mess with it, it kind of locked up and now it's in defense mode and now you're really, Wally, right? Didn't Eva do that? Eva clamped down, couldn't touch her, but not really like cancer. Eva, Wally, Eva. Okay, anyway. So, researchers at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle tested a form of chemotherapy on prostate cancer tissues. This is when the government allowed us to test for prostate cancer and treat, remember, okay? So they tested a form of chemotherapy on prostate cancer tissues and found that healthy cells damaged by the cancer therapy secreted more of a protein called WNT16b. You got that? I don't know how they figured out the name on this one. This increase was unexpected. When this WNT16b was secreted, it would interact with tumor cells and make them grow, invade, and resist subsequent therapy. So I got to tell you, these cancer cells are pretty damn smart. Where once they get injured, they turn meaner. Oh, some of the whole Greek mythology things. You know when you cut off, I forget, I know you guys know the animal. You know when you cut off one of the heads of one of these animals, now it grows three more? That's what it's like. Forget the whole spaceship analogy. Whew, this WNT16B is one mean puppy, isn't he? Okay, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I answered many of your emails today. I feel like I got so much done. Many of you had emailed me some pretty private questions that you did not want to ask on air, and I think I've answered them all back. I think I am up to date. We still have a lot of the phone calls in the queue that I haven't been able to get to. I apologize. One of you was having an issue. You had called in, and unfortunately the quality of the phone call didn't come out because you were driving. Had your wisdom teeth taken out, some antibiotics issues, etc. But I don't think you knew that the call didn't get through. I just want to answer each and every one if I can. Some of you have even gotten a phone call from me. I don't want to miss any of your calls. Yes, some of you crank call. Those I am selectively skipping. But everybody else, no, I really like to get to all your calls and emails. So if you're ever listening to me and I'm not live, you can email me at drdahlia.com, or you could still leave a phone call on the message line. Let us know if you do not want that aired. I can't call everybody back. Or what I would do is, if it can't be aired, I'll address the question without playing a lot of you have been asking that. They're like, I don't really want to be on air. I just want to know, what do you think about X, Y, and Z? What do you think about this? What is, acanthosis nigra cancer, whatever. And then I talk about it on air. Of course, trying to make it, you know, interesting is always difficult, but that's what I do. There's no other doctor that does this on air. I don't know why. Maybe because they think, why even try? It's hard to make this stuff kind of interesting. I know it's difficult. Some of this stuff, I know. But then again, you know, what other show helps put you to sleep? All right? No other shows out there. There's no other show like mine. No other show. All right? Don't forget, if you guys have a Facebook account, please find us on Facebook. Yeah, we were talking about how we have a Dr. Dahlia page on Facebook. We were talking about how a psychologist had kind of looked at James Holmes and the Norwegian killer, remember that, and found that neither of them, James Holmes was responsible, or the alleged suspect in the Colorado shooting, neither of them have Facebook accounts. And if you lack a Facebook account, it could mean you're a psychopath. I disagree with that, but what I didn't realize is many employers, coworkers, etc., if they notice that you don't have a Facebook account, they don't look at it as so much, okay, you're a sociopath, it's something was wrong and you got kicked off Facebook. You know how many people don't really want a Facebook account? They really don't want to get, you know, they don't want to put their information in. They don't want to, you know, get friended by a whole bunch of people. They don't want to waste hours upon hours each day on Facebook. And I don't blame you. I commend you for that. But it's interesting how employers, if they search to see if you have a Facebook account and you don't, they don't assume the glass is half full, meaning you have better things to do with your time. You'd rather read, you'd rather draw, you'd rather paint, etc. They think it's because you were kicked off, that you aren't allowed to have an account because something's wrong with you. So just a heads up, if you haven't been getting jobs, according to this was, I guess, published in German magazine Der Tagesspiegel. And, you know, it had pointed out that theater shooter James Holmes and Norwegian mass murderer Anders Behring Breivik don't have Facebook accounts. Why? Were they kicked off Facebook? Were they red flagged? What was it? So if you're noticing you're not getting jobs, you may want to call some of the people that didn't hire you and go, by the way, did you look to see if I had a Facebook account? Just want to let you know I don't have a Facebook account because I spend my time researching companies, you know, and concentrating on my work, so I do a better job with my job, right? I like that Dumas commercial, right? Oh, I can't say it on air. Yeah, you got look up the Dumas commercial, one of my favorite commercials on YouTube. Okay, all right, there is a really good, this is good, kitty cats. Okay. A lot of you guys have dogs. A lot of you have gerbils, right? But those of us that have cats, because we went through the whole gerbil thing and the snake thing and the scorpion thing and the dog thing, okay, we seem to love our kitty cats. And we think they're useful. We think our cats are useful because they kill spiders. Now, my cats are worthless. They play with the spider. They play with the cricket. My cats are absolutely worthless. But a study came out today saying your cat is probably more of a killer than we think, okay? Researchers attached kitty cams to house cats, and they found what they call a secret world of slaughter. They say only 30... Now, see, my cats are indoor cats. They don't go outside. But if they're inside, they kill the spiders that are inside. I mean, we feed you, do your job. You don't have to do anything else. I mean, they just sit there and clean themselves. That's all they do all day long. They just sit there, sleep, you know, and give me dirty looks if I don't feed them what they want to eat. So you'd think you could do something, get off your butts, and you know, find the spiders. They say only 30% of house cats kill prey. They think, like, you know, maybe 2 a week on average. But they still slay more wildlife than previously believed, they say. They say wildlife advocates think it's a frightening level, right, of what these felines kill. They say based on a U.S. house cat population of 74 million, they say cat predation is one of the reasons why 1 in 3 American bird species are on the decline. Did you guys know this, that cats are now responsible for birds becoming extinct? All right. They say the cats brought home just under a quarter of what they killed, ate 30%, and left 49% to rot where they died. They get lizards, snakes, frogs. Those comprise 41% of the animals killed. They also found chipmunks, voles, insects, worms, and birds. So not only are these cats killing birds, but they're killing what birds eat. The researchers are going to present their findings this week at an Ecological Society of America conference in Portland, Oregon. Researchers recruited 60 owners in Athens, Georgia. Each owner put a small video camera mounted on a breakaway collar on the cat in the morning, let the cat out, then removed the camera and downloaded the footage each night. Oh, talk about Discovery Channel movie show idea. That would be great. Each cat's activity was recorded for 7 to 10 days. The cats spent 4 to 6 hours outside every day. I hope they edited the poo-poo box part. The researchers work with National Geographic CritterCam team, which builds tiny mobile data gathering systems, etc. And they say cats are a danger to others. They're a danger to themselves. They, you know, were engaging in risky behavior. They weren't using condoms. They were crossing roadways, eating and drinking anything they found, exploring storm drains, entering crawl spaces where they could become trapped. 20% were trapped. Male cats were more likely than the female cats to do the risky things. Older cats were more careful than younger ones. Kind of like people. Huh, pretty good. So if you think your cat is innocent, right, and could do nothing wrong, I think you got another thing coming. Right. Personally, I think my cats are probably some of the most malicious animals I've ever had. When they get mad at me, if I haven't fed them tuna fish, we're talking about the expensive albacore tuna fish, or we're talking about like sushi tuna. Okay, I can't just go and get them bumblebee for $1 packs. They won't tolerate that. It has to be fancy stuff, because if it's not, they find my clothes, they find my shoes, and they go pee-pee. These cats are really smart. So I don't blame them for chasing bugs and going after bugs. What do they say? There's a spider 4 feet away from you at any time. Right now, where you guys are sitting, there's a spider nearby. Right? That's why you get a cat. I know. Where's the stupid cat? I don't get it. Okay. We got another hour coming up. If you could stay with us, we got a lot more to talk about. If you can't, I know we're coming up on the end. We are planning our Dr. Dolly Alaskan cruise for next summer. All of us, I think, are having a horrible summer. I think it's time to start fantasizing about the ice and the glaciers and the beautiful scenery that Alaska has to offer. So we're already kind of trying to book the room and secure rooms and rates, etc. Go to my website. Give us your email so we can send you information as soon as we get it. If you can't stay with us for another hour, be safe. God bless. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Take me down to the little white church.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.